I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. As honeybee populations continue to face challenges and experience rates of decline, protecting these pollinators is becoming even more crucial to our ecosystem and food supply. Honeybees are responsible for more than 35% of the foods we eat and the honey we enjoy. Jennifer Berry, laboratory and apiary manager at UGA's Honeybee Lab, has done a lot of research on protecting honeybee hives from the varroa that causes colony collapse. Berry will share her research at the Georgia Beekeepers Fall Conference September 23rd through 25th in Gainesville. But when it comes to climate change,
the biggest thing is everything's out of sync. Fortunately, with bees, commercial bees, now I'm not talking about the feral bees, but bees that are under the protection of a beekeeper, they can be fed, just like our dogs and livestock. If there's, you know, not enough grain or enough grass, we can feed them. Well, the same with bees. If there wasn't a good nectar flow, we can feed them. Now, not to say that's the case for the feral colonies, the ones out there in the wild that are on their own. How are they, you know, how is this impacting their population?
Information about the Georgia Beekeepers Fall Conference is at gabeekeeping.com. Meanwhile, the National Honey Board is providing consumers a way to support research that helps the honeybees by partnering with U.S. food and beverage manufacturers in September, who will each make a donation to Project APIS, the largest honeybee nonprofit in the country. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.